my expectation has always been that, you know, Taylor, we want to face justice. And my reaction for today is based on that. You know, I know that justice has been prevailed, and the people and victims of the past, you know, war has got a little justice within their side. And, you know, we are celebrating, you know.
Where were you when the verdict was handed down?
I was at a special court, you know, court room 2. I was watching it on the monitor, yeah.
What was the reaction from others who were watching it with you?
Oh, well, you know, majority of Sierra Leoneans that I was with within the court today, can actually, you can see the, you know, the joy and the appreciation in their eyes and their faces. You can actually know that, you know, you can sense a sign of, you know, gloomy atmosphere within their face. So it's like, you know, a party time. Everybody was like just eager to get the verdict read out. And after the verdict was read out, you know, you could see everybody going here and there talking, saying, oh, this is a very good move, and justice has maintained its position, you know.
I know that you are a victim of Sierra Leone's civil war. Tell me a little bit about your experience.
Oh, yeah. You know, about my experience, I always see that as a move that I'm always willing to share with people, because I've gone through a very brutal civil war that, you know, I lost people, I lost relatives. And, you know, in 1999, the rebels decided to invade Freetown when I was there as a student. And I was 15 years old when the invasion took place in Freetown, in the eastern part of Freetown. You know, rebels invaded our house. They threw petrol all around our house. And, you know, they went into the house. I was right under my bed. They got me out. They captured a few of the young guys in the house. They brought us outside. You know, I was in front of the queue that they say should be in the queue for amputation. And unfortunately enough, my hand was grabbed. They came with a machete, and they just chopped my right hand off, and they attempted on my left hand, which I have a used car.
So how has life been since they chopped your right arm off with the machete? How have you been able to live and work and get along in life?
It's definitely not easy, you know. It's definitely not easy. Life in Sierra Leone, especially in this part of Africa, it's not easy. A lot of people like us find it very difficult, you know. If you come to Freetown, you see victims, you know, disabled people walking around, you know, begging for their daily living. That's the same thing that has been happening years back. You know, the thing has increased, and some of us that lost our hands. I'm a young man, you know. I can't go to the street to beg. I have to walk. You know, I got my computer training, and I'm doing a little computer work in the, you know, designing. So I got my hand in from there, and, you know, I'm involved in the football game. I like sports, you know. So some of these things get, you know, me some kind of, you know, stipend. But in general, things are very difficult for victims as well.
What are your overall feelings about the proceedings of the special court for Sierra Leone?
The court actually played the roles that the mandate shows, you know. They should try those who bear the greatest responsibility. And, you know, that was what based upon. Even for them to talk about victims' reparations and, you know, these things were out of mandate. But the mandate actually was followed by them until the day that we have seen justice has been delivered today. You know, Charles Taylor is not the only, you know, high-profile name that has come up in this trial. And you remember we have the IUF that, you know, we are based in Sierra Leone. We have the AFRC. They are all, you know, part of the fighting forces in Sierra Leone. And these guys, they have their heads that have been impounded and are serving jail term. So it's like, you know, an ongoing thing to Sierra Leoneans now. But with the issue of Charles Taylor as a, you know, foreign head of state from Liberia, I think it's, you know, again, a huge momentum this morning in Freetown.